Since Easter Sunday, we've heard resurrection stories. First, from the Gospel of St. Mark, three women go to the tomb. They expect to find the body of Jesus so that they can anoint it. Instead, they find the tomb empty, and they are told by a man dressed in white that they were looking in the wrong place. They need to go to Galilee, and Jesus will appear to them there. And then on Divine Mercy Sunday, we heard a passage from the Gospel of John. Jesus appears to the apostles hiding behind locked doors, and he gives to them the gift of peace. And to Thomas, who was not there that first week, he offers also the gift of faith, because Thomas had his doubts. And then last week, we heard a gospel reading from St. Luke. Jesus appears once again to the apostles behind locked doors. He extends the gift of peace. They panic. They think he's a ghost. And so the Lord invites them, look and see, touch and feel. Watch me. I'm going to eat a piece of baked fish. I'm not a ghost. I'm alive and risen. I'm the fulfillment of God's law and all the prophets and all the Psalms. This weekend, there's a shift from resurrection stories to the person of Jesus, who he is and what he does. And our Lord uses the image of the Good Shepherd, an image that would be very common to the people of his day. And by using that phrase, I am, Jesus is identifying himself with God. The phrase I am was used in the Old Testament whenever God appeared to Moses at that burning bush experience. So when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, or I am the good shepherd, or I am the vine, he is saying that I am God. And we've all seen statues and pictures of the good shepherd, and some of them are almost too cute. Many of them are rather attractive. They have the good shepherd holding a lamb in his arms. I can handle that. But once you hold a lamb over your shoulder and you hold it by the hoofs, that lamb's rear end is pretty close to your nose. And a lamb's dupa does not smell like roses, folks. The good shepherd would have been rough around the edges, spending time at night in the fields, rather offensive to polite society. Their life was dangerous because of robbery and risky at times, and often very hard work. When Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd, how can you be grungy and good? And so for the religious elite and the educated, there's no such thing as a good shepherd. But it's an image used in Scripture for God. God is concerned about those who are at risk. God is concerned about the vulnerable and those who need vigilant care. And we are told that Jesus will defend us, even to the point of being willing to lay down his life. And he knows us each by name, and he wants us to know him. And he continues to be present among us, leading us into a community, a flock. God gathers people together. In the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, God gathers a people. God doesn't just save us one by one. He joins us together. Our God is a gathering God, and his love for us, his willingness to lay down his life, are unselfish gifts that come from the heart of God. The voice of the Good Shepherd is the voice of reason and wisdom. The voice of the Good Shepherd is a voice of mercy calling us back. His voice is a voice calling each one of us by name with faithful, generous love. Now, if I was to ask, well, who's the shepherd among us? Some of you might point to me. But if truth be told, I'm a shepherd, but I'm also a sheep. Most of us are in positions of service, leadership, and caring responsibility. And all of us are in need of service, leadership, and responsible care. That's why community is so essential. No one of us can survive all by ourselves. Parents, student leaders at school, pastors, and lay ministers are shepherds and sheep. Godparents, politicians, educators, coaches, business and medical professionals are shepherds and sheep. Dairy farmers and crop growers are shepherds and sheep. In a variety of ways, to different degrees, we are shepherds and we are sheep. And our worship this morning, our communion, enables us to be good at who we are and what we do. While most of us need moments of solitude and silence, we're made for connectedness. We're made for community. The lyrics of one of the songs we sometimes sing, the lyrics written by Marty Hagen, captures the reality of who we are. We're the lost and forsaken. We're the blind and the lame. We're the young whose lives are so much a mystery. We are the old who yearn to see the face of God. We are God's sons and daughters who are called to be renewed, especially during this Easter season. And we're nourished well so that our lives are holy and our hearts true. We've gathered in once again to hear the Good Shepherd's voice and to be nourished at a banquet that's made possible because he did, in fact, lay down his life for us and take it up again. The Good Shepherd is also the Lamb of God. It is because of his goodness to us that we are able to be good as well.